Welcome to Blue Collar Poetry. My name is Kevin Carroll. I'm your host, an ordinary blue collar guy, here to bring you some inspiration from various types of writing, from novels to short stories, poetry to music lyrics, movie quotes, and anything in between. So sit back, relax, enjoy the inspiration. So today, I'm going to continue with the self-care theme. This time I'm going to do this as a woman, what women need, and I'm going to do it in relationship to what most men miss in regards to self-care by a woman, or what they need from you to provide security, stability, and things like that, so they feel comfortable and that they feel supported, so they'll seek out, you know, whatever self-care they need. So a lot of it is relationship based, and it doesn't need to be a romantic relationship, or it can be platonic. It's all kind of the same, just different levels of intimacy. But men, a couple things that I've learned in my journeys, both through, you know, most of it is all from failed relationships, but as far as romantic relationships, I have a lot of good friends with women that are just my friends, so I can speak on that as well. One thing I will definitely tell you is listen. So when I say listen, take the opportunity before the conversation starts to ask, do you need me to listen? Or is this going to be where I can, you know, give advice or maybe help find a solution, so on and so forth? Because men, we all know, we're solution oriented, most of us, and when a woman starts talking, we're automatically going into how to provide a solution or advice, so on and so forth. But I'll tell you right now, a lot of times, if you just sit back and listen, that's a lot of what it comes down to. A woman's not necessarily looking for advice. She just needs you to be the sounding board. And so I would say to you women, at times, if you think about it, and if it becomes a common practice between you and a friend or you and a significant other, whatever, that you can get to a point where you can just say, okay, I need you to listen, or I need some advice. And so that right there, as far as communication, is a huge, huge thing. So men, sometimes you might just have to take the initiative and go, okay, am I listening or are you looking for advice? So that's going to be huge. That's going to be a big piece of self-care for women in general, is knowing that they're heard. Not necessarily you providing an answer, but you are present. So that's also where you can ask questions or rephrase things when they take a break. You can come back and say, okay, so what I hear you saying is this, am I understanding that correctly, or did I miss something? You know, so it gives a woman confirmation that you're actually being active in the listening process, because listening is an active process. Something I will tell you that you as a man should do to help like I said, it doesn't need to be a spouse, significant other, it can be a friend, but just be affirming and uplifting. So if something's going on, you know, say something that's affirming, like that affirms them, that's affirming something good about them, or, you know, give them something that's uplifting. You know, hey, you know, I know that you're struggling, but, you know, I've seen you struggle before, but you've been so strong and gotten through it, you know, stuff like that, that uplifting things. It will make a big difference. Even if a woman doesn't say it out loud, I promise you it'll make a difference, and you'll see them perk up. Even if they're having a really crummy day, something nice, something uplifting will perk them up a little bit. It may not fix it, but it'll at least give them a lift. So that's also part of it. I believe heavily, interestingly enough, in this series, it's called Love and Respect. I can talk more about that another time, but essentially it's talking about women are created for love. So when they're given love, that boosts them up, that gives them, you know, a sense of purpose, but a sense of validation. So that would be my other big thing, is validation. Just, you know, it could be a small thing like, hey, you look great today. Hey, you know what? You did a really nice job on that article, or, you know, something like that. Just something simple that's a sign of love that you might take it for granted, but she won't. I can promise you that. And ladies, I would tell you that sometimes people miss those signs. People miss this, you know, you need validation or some kind of love in respect to. And so there's that line that you might miss. So in some cases, yeah, it's a little harder. You might have to dig a little bit more to, you know, get them to understand that you need some support, you need some, you know, encouragement, so on and so forth. So I would say have patience, and yeah, you can drop hints. Sometimes people don't pick them up, but you can try. So guys, I would also go back to being nurturing. By our nature, we're not necessarily nurturers, so it's a bigger step for us to take to be a nurturer, to be the person that, you know, does do those reminders, or more importantly, like, if she's feeling down, you know, just giving her a hug and just reaching out, and, you know, you just give her a hug. You don't need to say anything. You just give her a hug and hug, you know, hold her close, and then you can let her go, and that could do a world of good too. I've seen that work in my own life with, you know, platonic and romantic relationships. I give somebody a hug and because I can see it, and it boosts them because they feel comforted, they feel loved for them, you know, for that, you know, however long you hold the hug for, whatever. But it gives them that feeling, and it, you know, it also boosts serotonin, you know, serotonin and dopamine more than anything. But you know, you need those two things to have happiness in your life and to feel loved in those things. So I say all this to encourage men to, you know, be supportive, to be a nurturer, to be loving towards, you know, whatever females are in your life. And so I want that to be the theme for this, is, you know, just be mindful of how she's feeling, you know, how she's talking, the words she's using, and her body language. What does her body language read? And so sometimes it's just doing simple things like that can help a relationship and help a woman, you know, feel stronger and feel more confident and doing her own self-care, you know. And generally, self-care is the same no matter what gender you are. It's just how we process it and how we go about obtaining it. So that's the end of my little rant. I appreciate you guys for listening. I do a lot of these episodes, but they're not for me. I try to put them out there, give you some motivation, something to think about, something, you know, new. So, you know, if you have any ideas, comments, suggestions, please let me know. I would love to build this podcast into something that's more useful for the everyday person. Again, I appreciate you and you're taking the time out to listen, and I hope you have an inspired day.